Buggers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy birthday edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room on my birthday, y'all. Happy motherfucking birthday to the mother trucking Hollywood Hick, to himself, all y'all, because I'm in here by myself, so who else is going to fucking do it? And it is early in the morning. I ain't even seen a soul yet other than myself in the mirror. That's it. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that mother trucking shit, and you know what you get? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. I'm just saying, as all mother truckers, you need to be checking it out. The shit is tits, fabulous, wonderful, awesomeness, okay? That's all I got to say about that. You need to be following the Hick on the Twitters, at the H-Wood Hick, and follow me on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay? I come on here to Crab Diving. I ain't even going to fix that because it's my birthday. The Crab Diving Network, that's where we're at. You can find me every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, every day. That's West Coast time out here in the United States of America. If you go on the other side of this here country, that'd be 10. Anywhere else, you're going to have to do the math. I can't do it. My head hurts. I go to this place every day where I have to do too much work and I have too many things to think about. So math is not something I want to think about unless I absolutely have to. Okay? Okay. I think that does it for the particulars. Let's get to what's going on in the world. I'll tell you what's going on in the world. The number one movie out there is a piece of mother trucking shit. There, I done went and said it. Even though it has my beloved Wonder Woman in it, who is probably the best 7 minutes of that whole thing, I still think her titties need to be bigger, and I still think she needs bigger hair. And I didn't get to see enough to be thoroughly convinced, but she was somewhat badass and she was kicking some ass, and that is all I require, because ever since I was in third grade and discovered Wonder Woman, I have had a thing for chicks that can kick ass. That is why Xena the Warrior Princess is still my favorite television program of all time, because that bitch kicks some serious mother trucking ass. But let me just tell you, mother truckers, Batman versus Superman is a horrible movie. I don't care what nobody says. And you know who I blame? That Zack Snyder mother trucker that directed it. Because he is not, I don't think, he doesn't get it. He did not complete one thought in that movie. It's like, I'm watching, that's the whole thing. It's like talking to somebody who never completes a thought. That's how it is watching that damn movie. You're watching it and all of a sudden it shifts gears and you're like, what? Well, we were, but what happened? I don't understand. Like, it's so disconnected, and it's like trying to shove 50 pounds of shit into a freaking 5-pound bag. I don't understand. Instead of just telling a story that made sense, it was just a whole bunch of random scenes full of CGI and bullshit. And then one woman shows up and her titties aren't near big enough, and I don't care. I done been reading articles all over the place where this Gal Gadot chick who plays Wonder Woman, who I think was perfectly, I mean, she embodied the role great. Like, she gave a little, kind of a little, like, side-eye wink at one point before she did some serious ass-kicking. I kind of liked it. She was the best part of the whole movie. That is good. That bodes well for the actual Wonder Woman movie coming out next year that I am, you know, I'll be seeing right when it comes out. I never go to a movie right when it comes out, but these ones I do because Wonder Woman is in it, and I need to know what's going on up in there, so if people start talking about it, I can have my own opinion based on I seen that shit, right? Well, I seen it. It's horrible. It is not. It's just so disconnected. They spent all this money. And like, I don't blame that Henry Cavill or whatever his name is that plays Superman. He is straight up foxy. I cannot blame his foxy. I blame the director. Ben Affleck, he actually was a pretty decent Batman. It's just a shitty movie with a good Batman in it. What else? Oh, you know who I do blame? That Jesse Eisenberg. He is shitty as freaking, what's his name? Lex Luthor. I'm just saying it out loud. I hope I ain't spoiling this shit too much for you people. But you know what? Don't even bother to go see it, really. That, my opinion is, wait till it comes out on Netflix and then watch it then so you can see the disaster that is Batman versus Superman. Don't waste your money. Don't waste $25 like I did to go see it in 3D in some fancy diamond 3D down at the Man's, not the Man's Chinese anymore, it's whatever it is, Chinese theater here in Hollywood, the most famous movie theater out here in Hollywood land. probably the most famous movie theater in the world. And I went up in there thinking I'm going to have this great experience, sat down to watch it, told my friend who came with me that he is not allowed to speak to me during this movie because he likes to talk during movies sometimes. And I'm like, oh, why do I even bring your dumb ass? But I do because it's my bestie and that's just how that shit works. But sometimes I'm like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Everybody around you wants to choke your fucking ass dead. But he actually was good, didn't say a fucking thing, but he got up halfway through the movie and went for a walk. He hated it so much he couldn't even sit through the whole thing. He had to take a break and go for a walk. That is how bad this movie is. I'm just saying it's all. And the thing is, okay, here, like, just the critics, usually I'm like, fuck a critic, because critics usually, I'm like, y'all don't look at a movie the same way I do. I watch a movie because for sheer entertainment value. I ain't gonna watch no depressing movies. I ain't gonna watch no freaking overly dramatical movies, all that stuff. I don't care. Artsy fartsy stuff that just creeps along. I can't. I don't have the attention span for that shit. I just can't sit through it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I don't understand why people think it's necessary. I don't want to go to a movie to get depressed. I don't want to see freaking horrible things that happen to people over the years. It's like, I would rather just go see some potty humor and some explosions. And I mean, you got some explosions in Batman versus Superman, but you didn't get hardly no humor. It was humorless too. It's like a superhero movie to me needs to have a little bit of humor involved into it. Like, that's, I don't know, give it a little bit of levity. But this was just so serious and dark, and damn it, Zack Snyder, put a little fucking color in your movies. I can understand Batman being dark because that's sort of how that is, but it's like Superman and Wonder Woman are supposed to be bright, delicious colors, and this is just fucking muted freaking sepia tone bullshit all over the place, trying to be all moody and whatnot. You're trying to say this was for comic book fans, and fuck you for saying it's for comic book fans, because you know what, it was not for comic book fans, because I am a comic book fan, and specifically, I am more a fan of the DC comics than I am Marvel, because that's what I grew up on, because Super Friends, right there. Super Friends, Saturday morning, set the fucking bar for me. But no, you got to go and try and ruin it, but I ain't going to let you. And then now they're going to let you direct these Justice League movies. I think they need to fire your ass, but I'm sure you got some freaking contract already locked up where you're going to be directing it. You better not fuck those up. You better get a freaking sense of humor between now and when you start making a Justice League movie, because if you go in there and fuck up Aquaman, Cyborg, Flash, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, all at the same time, you are a fucking mouth breathing moron, and I can't believe anybody ever hired your dumb ass. Why don't you get somebody worth the shit directing this stuff, Warner Brothers? Gee, mother trucking bus. I'm just saying it's all. Here, look. Over on The Guardian, I found this on the Flipboard, because you know I like the Flipboard. It's on my iPad, except for my iPad is a piece of shit now. You know what? Fuck you, Apple. I'm just going to go on a little tangent here for a minute and say fuck you, Apple, because you know what? Your products suck now. I am thoroughly convinced all you do is try to add bloatware to your fucking new freaking iOS updates so that you just kill my shit so that I have to go buy new shit. Let me tell you something. Okay, I don't make a fucking $1 million a year, so I don't want to have to go out every year and buy another $1,000 fucking pad so I can sit on my freaking chair and read the news on my laptop. Dang, it's not a laptop, whatever, pad, iPad, whatever the thing. I'm so mad at it, I don't even remember what it is. That's how fucking mad it is. And like the Safari on there, the little web browser, all it ever says is like, couldn't load this here web page, so we're reloading it. So then it just goes through. You can't read fucking shit. Now I have to use Chrome on there, which don't work hardly as good either. It keeps freaking crashing on me. I think it's just, but they just want me to have to buy a new fucking iPad, and that pisses me off, because I don't use it for much more than just sort of taking notes and doing a few things here and there and playing maybe a game and reading the interwebs. So that should not be that fucking difficult in this day and age, Apple. So get your shit together and quit fucking killing my shit with your goddamn operating system updates. You did it to my phone, now you're doing it to my iPad. I got all this Apple shit, and I am not loyal to you bitch asses anymore. So fuck you, pay your goddamn taxes, and fucking quit going this goddamn motherfucking bloatware that kills my fucking shit just because you want me to have to buy something every fucking year. Kiss my motherfucking fat ass, faggot ass, you bitch ass bitches. Fuck you. Okay, now I feel better that I got that out of my system, because it is my birthday today. So I feel that, and that ain't no April Fool's joke, y'all. I was born on April Fool's Day, okay? Okay, so just get out of there. Apparently, it has been a very fitting birthday for me my entire life. People like to give you stupid presents and things. I get rocks in boxes. However, I will say, those little bitches that work with me, I love them to death now, because you know what they gave me yesterday? A Dolly Parton birthday cake, y'all. I ain't never got a Dolly Parton birthday cake before, and yesterday I got a Dolly Parton birthday cake for the first time, and it was like full of nothing but rainbow, sparkle, sunshines, and happiness, and I would not let anyone eat her face. So That is how much I love Dolly Parton. It's like, you can eat her titties, you can eat her guitar, you can eat this side over here where it's just icing and not really pictured, but that part where it's her face, nobody's allowed to eat her face because that will make me sad. You cannot eat Dolly's face. I just can't. I just can't have it. And the bitches were good. They did not eat Dolly's face. So, see, look at that. I bitch and complain about the place I go to every day, but I do go there, and like, there's some actually decent people up in there who I actually enjoy their company. So there are the little things in this world. All right, moving back to my bitch ass tirade against the Batman versus Superman movie that was a piece of fucking shit, directed by Zack Snyder, who I blame fully for its incoherent, never completing a thoughtness, ridiculousness, right? Well, I ain't the only one who thinks this, because on the flipboard, that's what I was talking about before I went on my tangents, right, says that basically they called it a stink bucket of disappointment. The most savage Batman versus Superman reviews came off of the Guardian website. It's also a newspaper. Fuck if I know. I read everything on the interweb, so I don't know if they actually print some things anymore. I'm just one of those people. But let's here go through some of the reviews that this here Batman versus Superman, and usually I don't agree with critics. Usually I can tell a critic to shove it straight up their ass. Is there potty humor and or explosions? I'll probably like it. So, but this one, no. I couldn't. There was no potty humor. See, there was no potty humor to go with the explosions. But according to somebody named Anthony Lane over at The New Yorker, he says, the director is Zack Snyder, who was responsible for 300, Watchmen, Man of Steel, and other Chekhovian chamber pieces, and whom I suspect has... Ooh, I gotta take my spectacles off, y'all. I need new spectacles on account of I can't see shit up close no more with my spectacles on. I gotta go to the eyeball doctor and get my eyeballs checked out. But says something right here, Chekhovian chamber piece, whatever the fuck that means. And he goes, and whom I suspect have having worked for Nutribullet before he joined the movie business, when in no doubt he simply slings another ingredient into the mix, be it an irradiated monster. Good Lord, I can't talk. It's my birthday, not fixing it. Irradiated monster, an explosion on government premises, or the sharp smack of masonry on skull. Also, somebody named Michael Boner. I love how people are named Boner, or maybe Bonner, B-O-N-N-E-R, but I'm going to say Boner because it's more fun to say it that way. He's from something called Uncut. He says, the substance of Snyder's film is crude and unambiguous, lacking any illogical ideology. Why do y'all gotta use these big ass words all the time? Take two. The substance of Snyder's film is crude and unambiguous, lacking any ideological or emotional nuance. Hans Zimmer's score is made of lead. Characters intone expository dialogue in a manner that suggests they are heavily constipated. Okay, why don't you just say heavily constipated and Hans Zimmer's score sucks? Why can't people just speak English? I don't understand this shit. Got to use ideological in this, intone, expository, unambiguous. I do like the word ambiguous, though, so I'll give them that one. But just use fucking regular words. Quit trying to sound smart, Michael Boner, because now I really do think you are a boner, you bonehead bitch-ass bitch. Moving on to the next one. This is one of the good ones. So Alex Abad Santos from TheVox.com says he called this a stink bucket of disappointment, thus the headline above at The Guardian. A stink bucket of disappointment, a sad and unnecessary PG-13 orphan fight that directs Director Zack Snyder believes it's an homage to DC Comics' most iconic heroes, but is more along the lines of a home invasion perpetrated on the comic book culture. I could not agree more, Mr. Alex Abad Santos. I'm just saying is all. It's pretty much it. He's like, don't tell me this is for comic book fans, because this, you know, a comic book completes a thought, Zack. You ever thought about that? It may not be done in one issue on account of they're kind of like a soap opera where it just is a continuing story every month. So that way they will want you to come back and buy more shit. But I'm just saying as all, Zack Snyder, learn how to complete a fucking thought in your damn movie making process. Why do so many people let this fucker, Warner Brothers keeps letting him make movies. I don't know why they like him so much. He must have sucked some serious taint up in there or something. I don't know what's going on. But this continues. There's even more. Robbie Collin from The Telegraph says, no major blockbuster in years has been this I can't talk today. Sorry, y'all ain't fixing it. It's my birthday. No major blockbuster in years has been this incoherently structured, this seemingly uninterested in telling a story with clarity and purpose. It grumbles along for what feels like forever for straight up reals, y'all. I should have been thoroughly entertained by this. Not. He says it grumbles along for what feels like forever, jinking from subplot to subplot until two shatteringly expensive looking fights happen back to back and the whole thing crunches to a halt. It's pretty much how that movies go. You're like, what? oh, now we're, what, where, how did that, when did we go from there to, oh, now, what? Oh, now Batman and Superman are fighting. Now Batman and Superman are friends. Now Batman and Superman are fighting with Wonder Woman. It just didn't make no damn sense. I don't fucking get it. I don't get it at mother trucking all. Going on, somebody named Michael Phillips over at the Chicago Tribune says, humankind deserves a better blockbuster. That's all he said. He said, this is the fucking shit. We deserve a better blockbuster. David Edelstein at the New York Magazine says he calls this here a storytelling disgrace. A disgrace, y'all. That's what he calls it. A disgrace. That's what you get called in the South when you are an embarrassment to everyone that knows you and or used to love you. Because when they start calling you a disgrace, people will fucking drop you like a hot tater. I'm just saying is all. But he says a storytelling disgrace. It has maybe 6 opening scenes and jumps so incessantly from subplot to subplot that a script doctor would diagnose a peculiar, oh God, why these people got to use hard to say words. Jumps from sub, oh God, okay, take 2. Jeebus, I can't get this right today to save my life and I ain't fixing it because it's my birthday. Ha, so y'all just going to have to suffer through. A storytelling disgrace. It has maybe 6 opening scenes and jumps so incessantly from subplot to subplot that a script doctor would diagnose a peculiarly modern infection. Disjunctivitis. Why do people got to keep making up words? I mean, I make up words sometimes, but I feel like I'm better at it. But what I'm saying is, it sucks. Basically, he's saying the same thing. It never completes a thought. That's just a fancy way of saying it never completes a thought. I'm just saying as all. Somebody named Joe Morgenstern over at the Wall Street Journal says The Incredibles without the fun. Oh, that's stupid. It wasn't The Incredibles. Incredibles was a good movie and was fun. But it's like, no, this was not The Incredibles. That was a different movie. Kate Muir from The Times says this superhero smorgasbord melts into an electric soup of CGI. Effects are so overused that any conviction explodes in a giant fireball. Indeed, endless fireballs. It's just like goes from one thing that don't make no damn sense. Lex Luthor sucks, y'all. Who Jesse Eisenberg should just fucking go put his head in the sand and hide like a motherfucking ostrich for I don't know how long. Pretend like nobody can see his dumb ass because that was horrible. If anybody ever hires him to play anything other than a stupid geek who should say 3 things and that's it, should fucking reevaluate your fucking ability to cast something. I'm just saying is all. But there's a couple more here. Goes on, said from some fella named A.O. Scott over at the New York Times. He says it is about as diverting as having a porcelain sink broken over your head. Not so much a dawn as an entire morning spent watching the clock in anticipation of lunchtime. Ooh, he must have watched that before lunchtime for reals, y'all, right? All right, a couple more here. Peter Howell from the Toronto Star says it should really be called Batman and Superman versus the audience, which it is. It's like you're watching, you're like, oh God, and like I paid $25 to see this thing in fancy IMAX 3D. What, no way in hell I was going to get up and walk out of that, especially since one woman didn't show up yet. And I got to see how she looks on there, if she actually can kick some ass, which she did, which bodes well for the Wonder Woman movie. She's been getting a lot of good press, although she's still upset that people keep talking about her titties. And the only thing I got to say about that is, I'm sorry, you are playing Wonder Woman. Please look at every depiction of Wonder Woman throughout the years and don't give me this feminist bullshit about how blah, 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 women this and blah, 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 women that. Fuck you. No, we're talking about Wonder Woman and Wonder Woman alone. This is not all women I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, and don't give me that one titty shit either. She always likes to pull that out. Well, really, Amazon's had one titty so they could shoot bow and arrows. Fuck you. Shut up. We're talking about aesthetics and a movie and a freaking character that is beloved by a whole bunch of motherfucking people out there. So if your titties are not as big as we feel that they should be to play Wonder Woman because she should have an ample bosom, that's a gripe that we got, and I feel completely legit in that gripe right there. I'm just saying this all. No mother trucking way. No. Your titties and your hair aren't big enough. I thought your acting was fine. I thought the outfit was fine. If it had a little bit more color, everything would be okay. My 2 issues are that you need bigger titties and you need bigger hair. Your hair is just too flat. I don't like it. I don't understand why they can't make a lady with big, flowing, giant, freaking superhero hair in movies. Like, none of them do it. None of them do it. Like, the Black Widow, or not the Black Widow, whatever. Scarlett Johansson's part in the freaking Marvel movies. Black Widow, not Black Widow, Scarlett Fuck, why can't I remember her name? Because you know what? Because I don't like that character. Because I think they should have a better lady character in the Marvel movies, in the Avengers. I'm just saying, Black Widow, whatever her fucking name is. Why can't I remember? I should know this right off the top of my head. I am a bad superhero fan. Whatever. Because you know what? I'm so upset with it that I like put it out of my brains. But I'm just saying, you need to figure out a way to give a lady superhero big flowing superhero hair where it's just like, when the wind comes, it looks like it has a life of its own. Like it should be like the Little Mermaid in the Little Mermaid movie, where there is not one frame in that movie where her hair is not flowing and moving and being all super fucking hero fabulous. I'm just saying it's all. All right, back to the last of the reviews, because this is my favorite one of all of them, from some dude named Rob Harvilla over on the Deadspin. He just went, yo, this movie makes no sense. And that is pretty much it. I walked out of there going like, I don't know what the fuck happened in this movie. It's like, oh, they were doing this and then they were doing that. And then Batman and Superman met and they didn't agree on things. And then next thing you know, Superman shows up and Wonder Woman shows up. It just does. Whatever. I ain't going to talk about this anymore because it's going to make me upset on my birthday. And that ain't going to happen because it's my birthday. I'm doing the Hollywood Hick program here for all you people out there in the land of crab diving and the Hollywood Hick. And then after I get done with this, I'm going to go play at the Knott's Berry Farm theme park over here in California, out there near Disneyland, because I don't go to Disneyland. That place is a horrible, awful place. And I don't understand why people want to go there and spend all their money when I can go have more fun at a less crowded park with better old school rides in it like the Knott's Berry Farm, although I am very upset that the wooden Ghost Rider roller coaster is up for rehabilitating that roller coaster. No, they are refurbishing it so it's closed so they can fix it up to make sure that people don't die on it, because it is kind of old and it is made of wood. So I kind of respect that they're trying to fix it up and make sure everything is cool. But on the other hand, I do wish that they would not be doing it when I plan to go there on my birthday. But I will have to get over it, because the other thing you can do at the Knott's Berry Farm is you can buy beers and walk around with them while you're at the park. So you can go ride a ride, get a beer, go walk over to the next ride while you're drinking your beer, and then you can go get another beer after that ride. That's how I'm going to do it. I plan on getting pretty drunk at the Knott's Berry Farm today. I'm going to take a Lyft car all the way down there. I don't care, because I don't want to have to get in trouble and drive all the way back like I'm drunk with one eye shut trying to keep it between the lines. I ain't doing that shit. Going down to the Knott's Berry Farm. So don't be jealous, but the Hollywood Hick will be at the Knott's Berry Farm all day, hooping it up, acting like a big kid. Because the last time I went to that Knott's Berry Farm, I freaked a kid out. Let me tell you how I did it. Because I don't scream on rides. They make me laugh hysterically. And there's this one that spins and swings and goes about, and it makes your belly go whoop, woo, whoop, all over. And it's like, it just makes me laugh like a hyena. It's ridiculous, right? Well, this kid was sitting beside me, and when it was over, he looked me dead in the face. He was like, yo, why you laugh like that? Like with this face of shock and horror, because he was like, what is this crazy person doing beside me? Well, it also doesn't hurt that I got a buzz while I do it, but I'm just saying is all. That's that. So I will be going to the Knott's Berry Farm, so don't be jealous, mother truckers. Y'all will be at the workplace today. I have taken the day off, and I am going to the Knott's Berry Farm. And they also having a boysenberry festival, bitches. I'm going to eat the fuck out of some boysenberries, and they got tits fried chicken there, okay? Fried chicken. Tits fried chicken. That's all you need to know. All right. What else is going on in the world out there? Oh, here it is. Here's what, oh no, that's not the one I wanted. This is what, like, freaking Gal Gadot keeps commenting about. Everybody's talking about her looks and her titties and everything. You know what? I don't even want to talk about it anymore. We've been through this. She thinks that her titties are fine. I think her titties are not. To be Wonder Woman, I think they're fine for Gal Gadot. I do not think they're fine for Wonder Woman. You could have CGI'd me some titties. I would have been perfectly fine. I'm just saying it's all. Ooh, I love this, because I love when, oh, how the mighty fall sometimes. But you know how Jay-Z and all them freaking superstar music people, Madonna, Beyonce, who else? I think Nicki Minaj was in on this, freaking Kanye bitch-ass West with his fucking fart puss all the time. Well, apparently, they're all pissed off because this Tidal streaming music thing, you know, they were trying to make a new Spotify or Pandora, whatever the fuck it is. And but according to the Rolling Stone people, it says Tidal Prep's lawsuit against previous owners claims inflated subscribers. Says right here, Jay-Z-led streaming service hits Norwegian media company shits with whatever, whoever this fucking unpronounceable Swedish or Norwegian name is, with a legal notice. But this is the thing, because it's like, I think what is bloated is your egos. That's the thing, because when I was reading this, I was just, even read the headline, I was like, no, you're not, you didn't have bloated freaking subscriber numbers. You had bloated egos who thought that you could go in and just because you wanted it, everybody would be like, oh, look at this Jay-Z and his ugly ass, which, because I don't understand. I don't understand how he married pretty. I do understand how, but I just don't get it, because he is straight up fug, and I don't care what nobody says. He might be a good rapper. Rap ain't really my thing. Like, I've listened to some of his stuff. I'm like, I just don't get it. It's not my thing. I like more twang in my music, or like stupid cheesy pop tunes. That's just what I happen to like. I'm not knocking rap, because a lot of people love it. Hip hop is great. There's a lot of hip hop songs I like. I just don't really like the rap part. I don't like when they have to put a rapper in every freaking song. I don't know why that has to be. Sometimes it works. More times than not, for the Hollywood hick, it doesn't. It's just not my thing, right? Well, going on, don't want to sit here and bag on the rap music the whole time, because whatever people like, they can like. I don't give two fucks, as long as I don't have to listen to it for too very long. But it says here, Tidal has served a legal notice to its previous owners, the Norwegian media company, whatever that says, accusing them of inflating the streaming service's subscription numbers prior to its sale. I just think that, I'm telling you, like what I just said, they got a freaking inflated ego taking over this shit, and they thought, oh, nobody's gonna like turn us down, look at us, we're superstars. And then everybody was like, fuck you, ain't gonna happen, Captain. Well, this goes on to say, it became clear after taking control of Tidal and conducting our own audit that the total number of subscribers was actually well below the 540,000 reported to us by the prior owners. As a result, we have now served legal notice to parties involved in the sale. No, now what it is, you thought your bloated ego was going to be able to make people want to have this no matter what, because all you're going to do is put Rihanna and freaking Kanye West albums on there and then try to go out and tell everybody that 450 million people or something listen to Kanye West, and when really people have debunked those numbers too. So how about you're all fucking putting up fake ass numbers all over the place? You know, people always put up fake ass numbers. So how about you did a little bit of research and looked into it more, than like, okay, you're telling me it's 540,000, I got you, because you know what, don't matter, I'm Jay-Z and I can do whatever the fuck I want, because everybody loves Jay-Z. And apparently Jay-Z come to find out, not everybody loves Tidal like he thought everybody was gonna love Tidal, and he got a freaking comeuppance and he didn't like it. So his big bitch ass ugly looking self got all butt hurt over it, and now he does what everybody else does when they don't get their way, is sue. I don't get it. So whatever, I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Fucking, I don't even care. There was something else happening. Ooh, did you see this? Okay, this I think is fucking hysterical. But that rapper girl, Iggy Azalea, she did that horrible song with Britney Spears about the pretty girls. I don't know. Well, she's engaged this L.A. Laker dude, right? Yeah, so it says right here on the People magazine over here on the Flipboard again. I'm telling you, if y'all get the Flipboard, you can find the Hollywood hick on there. You can see the stories I flip up in there. But what I'm saying is, says right here, the Iggy Azalea has, well, the headline is Iggy Azalea reacts to fiancé Nick Young's alleged cheating confession. Thanks, bro, rapper tells L.A. Lakers player who filmed video. So basically, there's this rookie player over at the L.A. Lakers, right? So he basically was talking to this freaking Nick Young dude and basically recording their conversation. He was asking him questions about all the, like, cheating he's done and how he's, like, had sexy times with, like, these young girls and maybe that Amber Rose girl, who I kind of like that Amber Rose girl. You know, she's that, like, ex-stripper with the, like, with the Susan Powder hair, and she's, like, all about, like, feminism and stuff. Like, sometimes I want to smack her because I'm like, oh, my God, everything is not that freaking overboard with your freaking slut walks and stuff. But whatever, I ain't gonna get into all that because the ladies will probably get all mad at me. But what I'm saying is, I like her. I think she's fucking tits. She's fucking fun. I like, she don't give a fuck. She does whatever the hell she wants. She made a whole bunch of money. She fucking took on Kanye West and took his ass down with one freaking tweet about fingers up the booty bitch, and he just fucking lost his ever loving mind. And for that and that alone, I will always love her. But says here, Iggy Azalea has responded to her fiancé Nick Young's alleged confession that he cheated on her. Apparently, in a video that has gone viral, Young, 30, allegedly discusses his relations with other women as his Los Angeles Lakers teammate D'Angelo Russell questions and records him. See, and this is the thing. And now because of this, D'Angelo Russell is like shunned. Like everybody don't want nothing to do with him. Like all the rest of the Lakers are like, fuck you. We can't trust your ass, which I guess they can't. But at the same time, don't be cheating on your lady and talking about it all the time in this freaking everybody's got freaking video cameras in their pocket culture we live in right now. Especially if you're a famous basketball player with a famous freaking fiance who is like a rapper from Australia who is apparently people either love or hate. I don't know. I don't get her. Sometimes I because she sounds to me like freaking Lisa Left Eye Lopez off of the TLC. Rest in peace, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Because TLC was tits, and I don't know. She just sounds like Lisa, like she's trying to knock off Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and that's I just couldn't get down with that. But it goes on here. It says the ESPN reported this. Said, I see D'Angelo Russell is trending. I actually liked his film. Thanks, bro. That's what she tweeted. I don't know. I'm not reading this well. Sorry, y'all. But apparently the clip Azalea alludes to allegedly shows Young responding to Russell's flipping the page questions without realizing he is being recorded. This is what he said. He said, you was 30 and she was 19. That's what Russell asked Nick Young. And following inaudible comments, Russell allegedly says, what about, then inaudible comments. So what did he say? If nobody can fucking understand what he said, then what the fuck? But then he asked him about Amber Rhodes, who I adores because I just like that she just don't give two fucks. She goes, no, she knows my girl. So he didn't hit her or hit. I mean, tap. That's the word I should have used. Tap her. But ESPN reports the video leak has also caused tension among Lakers players. See what I was telling you, who have isolated Russell. Apparently it's bad. A team source told ESPN it's about as bad as it can get. There were trust issues already. Now there ain't no trust. Azalea brushed off the speculation about her relationship with Young in an appearance on the radio on Thursday. Apparently she said that's part of being a basketball player. She said of separate allegations Young sexually harassed a woman earlier this month, there's always something. Young proposed to Azalea in June, presenting her with a custom 10.43 carat ring. That's a big ass fucking ring. Girl, you better go just take that to the freaking pawn shop, get your money for that ring, and move on with your life, because I can already tell this dude is tapping all kind of stuff, getting it wet all over the place, trying to think because he's a big old famous basketball player, ain't nobody gonna give a shit and let him do whatever the hell he wants to do, which he's entitled to do whatever the fuck he wants to do. But at the same time, girl, don't be that girl, Iggy. You just go on with your life and fucking let you just keep moving. Just keep on trucking, sister. Mother trucking. Okay. All right. Let's see what the hell else is going on in the world out there, because I'm getting tired of talking about some of these people. Oh, this story kind of cracks me up because I don't understand. Okay, this is the kind of shit I don't understand. Sometimes it's like people come out the woodwork for things. Like apparently, according to the Page Six people, right? There's a dude out there who is basically saying that William Shatner, the original, what's his name, off of Star Trek, Captain Kirk off of Star Trek, is his daddy and has not been a very good daddy over the years. And that's that. But it says here on the Page Six, pay up dad, Shatner's son suing him for $170 million. So, like, what? I don't understand how, like, the justification for suing somebody for $170 million. But let's see if we can read this story and figure it out, okay? If this damn computer of mine, fucking bitch-ass piece of shit Apple product, Apple can suck a fart out of my ass for all I care. I don't give two motherfucking fucks about Apple anymore. I am no longer loyal. I'm just going to get a regular old computer next time. Actually, I should just chunk this fucker out the goddamn window right now and just go get another one. But I ain't got time because I got to get ready so that I can go to the Knott's Mother Trucking Berry Farm this morning after I finish this program, because I ain't gonna leave y'all hanging. We's already halfway through. Look at that. I didn't even realize how long it had been. I just been running my mouth talking to all you mother truckers. But says right here on the Page Six, William Shatner is being sued for $170 million by a radio host who claims to be the Star Trek legend's long-lost son. Some dude named Peter Sloan has boldly gone and filed legal paperwork in Florida demanding Shatner submit to a DNA test and cease claiming he isn't his father. Sloan, 59, claims his birth mother, late Canadian actress Kathy McNeil, had a brief affair with Captain Kirk in Toronto. She gave him up for adoption at 5 days old. Okay, but Shatner, 85, denies Sloan is his son and claims the local radio host is trying to unfairly live long and prosper from the connection. I love all of these little Star Trek alluded to's up in here in this stupid article. But apparently, this thing goes on. It says, in the lawsuit filed in Tampa, Florida, Sloan states he met with the actor on the set of T.J. Hooker. I used to love T.J. Hooker, and had Heather Locklear in it, and I love me some Heather Locklear. She was Sammy Joe on Dynasty, too. She was actually on both of those shows at the same mother trucking time. Hard-working actress lady right there, that Heather Locklear, especially for somebody who really isn't that good of an actress. She's just pretty and fun to watch. But says here that on the set of T.J. Hooker in 1984, and Shatner initially admitted he was the plaintiff's father. But a week later, Sloan claims he was contacted by a rep for Shatner who said he was totally denying paternity at this point and added, "Don't go public, as it could be horrendous for Shatner, who refused a DNA test." Now, well, that's the part I don't get. If you were so hell-bent sure that that ain't your child, then why don't you just do that DNA test? Bill, I don't get it. Just do the DNA test, get it over with. But if you sit there and deny it and then won't do a DNA test or something to prove that you ain't that kid's daddy, or I guess it ain't no kid no more, he's 59, this man's daddy, then maybe you should just trying, like I don't know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, if you are so hell-bent and fucking 100% sure that that ain't your fucking spawn, then maybe you should just do a DNA test, move on with your life, and then save yourself lawyer fees, all this other shit that's gonna have to go down because this dude's suing you for $170 million, which I don't understand what entitles him to $170 million, because you knocked up his mama and then she put him up for adoption, because I thought that's how that whole process worked. Like, oops, we made a mistake here. We weren't sure we wanted this one. I fucked you. You fucked me. We had a good time, but we didn't want no baby out of it, seeing as we aren't for abortion, if that's your thing. They went and put the kid up for adoption. That's how that shit works. That doesn't entitle you to $170 million on the flip side, far as I'm concerned. But that's apparently just the Hollywood Hicks opinion. I guess it's going to be left up to the courts to decide this shit, because a dumbass freaking Bill Shatner won't go get a damn DNA test. Fool. Lord, fool. See? April Fool's Day. Big old fool right here. William Mother Trucking Shatner, mother truckers. I'm just saying is all. But goes on. After Sloan surprised Shatner at a meet and greet, registered the web domain petershatner.com, and began a local CBS radio show in 2011 under the name Peter Shatner, he got a letter from Shatner's lawyer, Eric Hyman, saying his actions were highly illogical. No, they're not. Not if you fucking follow his train of thought, dumbass. If you are a lawyer and you can't follow that train of thought, you need to go back to doing something else, like working at Walmart or some shit, because maybe all you're good for is fucking booping freaking items across that scanner and charging people for freaking Walmart things. I'm just saying. But he goes on and says, "Bill confirmed to me once again that he is not your father, but he didn't try to prove anything." It's like, nah, he ain't my kid. That don't prove shit. That don't prove shit. Like, I don't believe this Peter Shatner so-called fella, but at the same time, if you are so hell-bent to say that that ain't your kid, then how about you just prove it, move on with your life, and then it's over. Then it's done. And that, but nope, now you just leave everything up for speculation, so now you're in the tabloids. Dumbass. But he goes on, "There have been many people over the years who have claimed to be his children or other relatives. He is an incredibly busy 80-year-old man and is not interested in spending time discussing this issue with you." You know why he ain't interested? Because maybe he could possibly be his daddy. Now I might be changing my tune. Although I still am on Bill's side for the most part. But still, the more they talk, the less I'm on his side. So why don't y'all just shut the fuck up, get a DNA test, and move on with your mother trucking day? I don't get it. Goes on, Sloan alleges in the papers that reps for Shatner have succeeded in getting Twitter to shut down his feed and IMDb Pro to take down a page about a movie he was working on. Sloan, who wants to beam up to a jury trial, told us, "I am William Shatner's son, and I would just wish he would acknowledge me." But see, this is the thing. I thought if people put you up for adoption, they were a little, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly sure how it works, but they can pretty much say, be like, "You got put up for adoption, so now that means I ain't your daddy no more." Is that how that works? I don't know. Don't make no damn sense. But Shatner's rep told Page Six people, "Mr. Shatner has three lovely daughters, but no sons. Mr. Shatner is aware of the lawsuit, but there's nothing there because he isn't the father." And if you wanted to prove it, Bill, all you'd have to do is go and get a DNA test, you dingus butt dumb fucker. I don't get it. People so stupid. People just so damn stupid. Just arrogant. See, that's arrogance right there. You should just take my word for it. If you were around spreading your seed back in the day, back when people didn't use no condoms, didn't use no birth control, didn't use nothing but a clothes hanger to take care of business, or maybe adoption in this case, which is probably a much better alternative to a clothes hanger, I'm just saying as out. But that's a freaking direction we're headed back in this freaking country these days, where people like freaking Donald Trump out there with his big old punkin' head with that damn freaking mangy ass fox on top of it, that damn fart puss of his out there talking about how women should be punished if they like get abortions and shit like that, when he don't got no fucking basis of saying anything because he ain't got no fucking vagina, so he needs to shut the fuck up. and then tries to backtrack. I don't believe a fucking word out of his fucking bloviating big old fucking pumpkin head ass. He can kiss my big old mother trucking ass. I'm just saying is all. Moving on to the next thing on my list, because now this done pissed me off. And okay, I was going to play a clip, but I don't think I got time to do it because I got to get ready to leave for the freaking Knott's Berry Farm here shortly. So I highly recommend checking this out on the interwebs and doing a Google search, maybe a YouTube search for Kiefer Sutherland. Did I say that right? Kiefer Sutherland. You know, he's a drunk ass drunk too, tackling Christmas trees. One time I saw him drunker in Cootie Brown outside of what used to be called the Spotlight Bar here in Hollywood, which was at one point till they freaking priced him out a couple of years ago, was the oldest gay bar here in Los Angeles, but it was also one of the only bars in Hollywood that was open at 6 in the morning, because they only closed from like 2 till 6 in the morning, I think. And then, but one time I drove by there and he was fucking Cootie Brown wasted, standing out front of there smoking a cigarette, talking to some random person. I was like, oh, Kiefer, you ain't looking good. So you know he likes to drink. But apparently he also fancies himself a country music singing sensation. And I am here to tell you, Kiefer, but you is nothing close to a country music singing sensation. I could not even get through about 30 seconds of your fucking song. It is so freaking horrible with your fucking gravelly ass, not even a fucking singing voice. I don't know what, I don't know who lied to your ass and went and told you that you could sing and that you need to make a freaking country music album, but you just need to stop. You need to just stop whatever you've done. Just fucking throw it away. Don't put it out there. Embarrass yourself any further, because ain't nobody who's heard this thing say anything more than this is some of the worst piece of shit nonsense I have ever seen. This is worse than Batman versus Superman. That's how bad this is. This is some bad fucking nonsense shit. But over here, according to the Jezebel people, you know, I love the Jezebel. They're part of the Gawker people. And I'm hoping the Hulk Hogan don't take down my Gawker website. But from other things I read, don't sound like Hulk Hogan's going to do much better on appeal, because that's just how that shit goes. Blah, blah, blah. Moving on. But says here, Kiefer Sutherland, what are you doing to me right now? That's their headline. It says here, here is what I wanted to say about Kiefer Sutherland's new country music video and single. Are you Walker, Texas Ranger? Are you walked and woke, Kiefer Sutherland? Whatever the fuck that means. That makes absolutely no sense. But basically what it means is Kiefer Sutherland went and made a country music song, and it is called, where did it go? Something about whiskey. Damn it, fuckers. Why don't you fucking put some goddamn reporting in this instead of just trying to compare him to Ross off of Friends? I should have linked to a better story, y'all. Sorry, I did not do a good job. Okay, here we go. It's called Not Enough Whiskey. And honestly, trust a brother when he tells you there is not enough whiskey in the world to get you through this song without wanting to fucking shove something into your ear holes to make it go away. I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know why some people think they can do shit they shouldn't. It just don't make no damn sense. These people get this false sense of grandeur, and next thing you know, they're making some shitty ass not enough whiskey fucking country song in the graveliest of voices you have ever heard. And I like a little rough gravel to a voice sometimes, but this just sounds like straight up not good. I couldn't, like, it's so bad I cannot think of a word bad enough for it. It's bad. It is bad. But these people over on Gawker hollered at some dude named Steven Edelstone, who's a music. I ain't fixing it. It's my birthday. Fuck all y'all. It's a music critic over at Paste and at the San Francisco Weekly. And he basically like came back to these people and said, this song tries so hard to hit every single country stereotype in the book. Him going up to the mirror to drink whiskey. It is in this video. He like goes up to the mirror to drink whiskey, looking all sad. The song is pretty devoid of any meaning, which it is. It don't make no sense. It's just grabbing not enough whiskey in the world. Oh, Lord, y'all, don't try to sing like that. It'll kill you dead. I got to drink some drink. Hold on. Whew, that was unpleasant. Sure enough was, wasn't it? But there we go. I ain't going to try to sing like Kiefer Sutherland again. That just hurt. That hurt my voice up inside. I don't think I was awake enough and had, fuck, I don't know what went on. That made tears come to my eyeballs. You ain't supposed to act like that on your birthday. Damn. But going on, no more trying to sing like Kiefer Sutherland here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving Network. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. But it went on to say, it's clear that he isn't really writing from his perspective whatsoever. He's trying to be someone he definitely isn't. He uses lyrics much more than just to rhyme rather than them meaning anything in particular. How much whiskey does he drink in the video? This song is pretty much how many cliches can we hit in less than 4 minutes? Which are pretty much, I don't know, there probably is. I didn't get all the way through the whole thing. I could not listen to the whole thing, like about 30 seconds worth. I listened to just a hot second of it now to try to find out the name of the song. And that almost put me into a fucking coma. I just couldn't. But he just goes up to the mirror to drink whiskey. That's what he does. It don't make no damn sense. But this is what we're left with. People who were on television programs that did good. Just because you were a lost boy don't mean you can go out and be a country music singing sensation. I'm just saying. Oh, pause. I have to give my address to my friend so she can get over here to go to the, Knott's Berry Farm, because she's coming to my house, and then we're going to Knott's Berry Farm. All right, pause. Okay, sorry about that. Now I'm back. But sometimes you just got to take care of business. All right, let's see what else is going on. How much time? Oh, we got a little bit of time left here on the Hollywood Hick program today. Says here, let's see what else we would. Oh, this is a good story off of the smoking gun. Let's talk about a few people to make ourselves feel better about ourselves, because you know the Hollywood Hick don't like nothing better than feeling better about himself by talking about people who are worse than him here on the Hollywood Hick program. And since it's my birthday, I feel like I should not change that, because I want to feel good about myself going into my day, right? That's just how this shit should work. Well, says here on the smoking gun, Wisconsin stripper, 29, arrested for biting customer's crotch during lap dance. Yeah. And if you see this girl's mugshot, let me just tell you, I don't know who would have been getting a freaking lap dance from this chick, but this must have been a day stripper, because, you know, there is a marked difference between a night stripper and a day stripper. The day strippers don't tend to be quite so fancy. But it says here, the perils of strip clubs have been exhaustively chronicled in these pages, from lap dance disputes and stiletto assaults to genital crushing to in the tale of how a dancer named Chocolate Chambers once robbed a patron outside Club Boom Boom. All of those are true events that have happened, because I have read about them here on the Smoking Gun website. But says going on, we ain't fixing it. My birthday. So, in that vein, meet Wisconsinite Mishiokia White. People and their names today are just too much. Mishiokia White. Now, according to the Rock County Sheriff's Office report, deputies were dispatched early Thursday to the Diamond Gem Strip Club in response to a battery complaint. Specifically, a customer reported that he was bitten in the crotch by a dancer. So, some dumbass named Derek Roth, 24 years old, told investigators that he had given a dancer a few dollars to do her thing. Now, you know it had to be a day stripper when they gonna do a lap dance for only a couple of few dollars. I'm just saying, maybe that's why he got bit in the crotch, because she's like, this cheap-ass motherfucker, I can't believe he only gonna cough up $3 for over here me to, like, rubbing my business up on his business and trying to, like, make him, like, feel like he's, like desired or something. I don't know, but I'm telling you, this hooker, she's not a hooker, she is a stripper. There's a marked difference between a stripper and a hooker. I understand that was a slip of the tongue, but continuing on, the dancer, Roth added, placed her head into his crotch and was moving it around. In this case, it appears to have been the dancer's head. What? It? Oh, the it, moving it around. Of course that's what it means, smoking gun. That is the... Why you need to clarify that is beyond me. Moving the fuck up. And they do that, by the way, because, you know, I got accidentally lap danced one time in Las Vegas. And that's what that chick did. She was rubbing her head and her cheek up on my business. Like, I wasn't allowed to touch her, apparently, which nobody tells you until later, because she told me how she liked to be spanked. And then when I spanked her, the whole room came to a screeching halt. Like, what the fuck just happened? Luckily, she let it slide, because she noticed that I did not know that I wasn't supposed to do that. And then once I told her that I was a homo, on the flip side, it completely made sense to her, and she got a big giggle out of it. So it was all good. But the whole room of people getting lap dances were like, did that dude just slap that stripper on the ass? This some shit's about to go down. But it didn't, because they were like, this fool didn't know what the fuck he was doing, and they let it slide. Just don't do it again. And I didn't, because there wasn't no need to do it again. I done did it once. It was over, right? Well, says here, but the 1:45 a.m. performance would grind to a halt when the dancer, later identified as the 29-year-old unpronounceable first name White, allegedly bit Roth in the crotch. When questioned by deputies, White appeared intoxicated and didn't remember anything that they were talking about, right? Devin News reported this. A subsequent review of security footage confirmed Derek's story, and as a result, White was arrested for battery and booked into the county jail. So apparently she was like wasted. She does have fucking some straight up drunk eyes in her mugshot that they got on this here website, right? The report does not disclose the extent of any injuries suffered by Roth and as a result of the alleged biting at Diamond Gems. I love how they have these kind of names. Diamond Gems, a gentleman club that features fully nude dancers and recently installed nearly $1,000 of new dynamic lighting systems, y'all. Additionally, during snowy months, Diamond Gems offers free admission to any patron who rides their snowmobile to the club, but you got to show your snowmobile keys. So if you're going to the Diamond Gems, just be careful because the strippers are getting bitey up in there, and looks like they are waist-rated. So don't go up in there in the daytime because daytime strippers aren't as good as nighttime strippers, and the daytime strippers might bite you in the pecker. That's just how that goes down. Well, let's move on to somebody else to make us feel better about ourselves. Okay, this. I didn't even know this shit existed. I didn't know that people, I come from a bunch of redneck type folks, so they do this kind of shit too. They like to shoot shit. They love shooting at stuff. They like, if they can shoot it, they're happy as fuck, right? Well, according to the Washington Post people, now if this one don't make you feel better about yourself because you ain't this dumbass motherfucker, I don't know what will, but says here, man loses leg shooting rifle at lawnmower packed with explosives. Because that sounds like something that you should just do, doesn't it? Doesn't it really? But apparently, according to this, says gruesome video footage has surfaced showing the moment of Georgia dumbass redneck, right? Georgia daredevil lost his leg shooting a semi-automatic rifle at a lawnmower packed with several pounds of deadly explosives. David Presley, 32, can be seen moving closer and closer to the explosive target as he peppers it with bullets. Moments later, the lawnmower suddenly explodes, unleashing a plume of smoke and shrapnel. Now, goes on, authorities said one piece of shrapnel struck Presley, severing his leg from below the knee. Yeah, because you're a dumbass who wanted to shoot at a freaking lawnmower full of explosives. You now got your freaking leg severed. It sent some piece of metal, probably like shoo shoo, spinning, flying, and it just spin flew and just chopped that fucker right off. Gross. I feel pain all over thinking about this nonsense. Be glad you ain't no damn David Presley losing a leg because you think it's appropriate to shoot a gun at a freaking lawnmower full of explosives, because that's logical and like nothing can go wrong with that. But apparently the graphic video recorded last week captures blood splattering across the camera's lens before Presley yells, "I blew my leg off. What? Call an ambulance." I blew my leg off. Call an ambulance. What? Like, if that is something that you have to yell at any point in your life, it probably would have been better if that piece of shrapnel just severed your head and saved us all the trouble for the next time. I'm just saying is all. Like, it just don't make no, I don't know why anybody would think that that is fucking appropriate shit to do. Makes no fucking sense. But apparently, goes on, Presley's friends fashioned a tourniquet around his leg and drove him closer to the road where he was picked up by authorities. He was eventually airlifted to a local hospital and was expected to recover. Lydia Mays, one of Presley's neighbors, told WSB-TV that she heard the gunshots but wasn't concerned until she heard the explosion, which shook her nearby home. Because, see, that's the thing. People who live in areas like that, when you just hear gunshots, it's just, you don't think nothing of it because people just go out there shooting. Like, a couple years ago at Christmas, my freaking cousin-in-law busted out some freaking machine gun from World War II that they were all out there shooting. I bet, and people nearby probably didn't fucking bat an eye when it was just like, bam, 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 bam. And by the way, none of my family could shoot that gun worth a shit. All they did was shoot the ground right in front. Like, they could not control it. They couldn't do anything. I don't know how anybody ever used one of those guns to do it. That must be why it's a machine gun. Because it's like, if we send so many bullets into a general area, one of them's got to hit what I want, right? They couldn't have one of those motherfuckers who claim to be all these, like, gun enthusiasts shoot that fucker worth a shit. I'm just saying it's out. But goes on, Miss Lydia Mays, she says, "I heard him scream, and so I came downstairs, and we were all like looking out the front window. You would have had to be on drugs or something to think it was a good idea to play with that and try to blow up a lawnmower." Yeah, But apparently what he did was he used something called tannerite. Uh-oh, we're running out of time here on this. I'm going to have to pick it up right here. But basically, there's some shit called tannerite, which is a mixture of ammonium nitrate and aluminum powder that explodes when struck by a high-velocity bullet. And a bunch of bitch-ass rednecks in the South think it's appropriate to use this tannerite stuff to put up in things and then shoot it and blow stuff up. Apparently, according to some of the police there, it says it has become extremely popular in the last couple of years, and it is sold in many outdoor supply stores such as Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, Gander Mountain, and other. So you can just go buy explosives called tannerite right there in your freaking Bass Pro Shop, because that just seems logical and something that should be available to the regular people who are just too fucking stupid to use it in any way other than to put it in a lawnmower, shoot it, and blow their fucking leg off. So please, y'all, on my birthday, be glad your name is not one David fucking Presley, 32, of Georgia, who thinks it's appropriate to load a freaking lawnmower up with a whole bunch of shit and then blow your leg off. And that is what I'm leaving y'all with on a birthday edition of the Hollywood Hick, right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I'm fixing to go have some fun at the theme park, Knott's Berry Mother Trucking Farm, all y'all. Everybody be good, stay out of trouble, and I will talk to you soon. Doodle-lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye.
Wow. I know this song don't mean a thing. Just do that plain old Charleston swing when you sing.